This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The House will vote today on impeaching President Trump, and at least five Republicans are expected to vote for impeachment. And a stunning revelation last night. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell thinks President Trump should be impeached. Overnight, another move by the House to get President Trump out of the White House.
Just before midnight, after hours of debate.
The yeas are 223, the nays are 205.
The House voted to urge the vice president to declare President Trump unable to continue to serve in office. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi puts the blame of last week's bloody incursion at the Capitol on Donald Trump.
The president called for this seditious attack.
But the vice president's refused, saying it would further divide the nation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
So today, President Trump faces impeachment in the House. The AP's Sagar Magani.
House Democrats accuse him of inciting an insurrection at the Capitol last week.
We fight like hell.
Saying his own words at a rally showed he egged on supporters who assaulted the building and praised them during the attack. The president showing no remorse.
People thought that what I said was totally appropriate.
And blasted Democrats for moving ahead with impeachment.
Causing tremendous anger and division and pain.
Some House Republicans say they'll vote to impeach, including number three GOP leader Liz Cheney.
Anyone flying to the U.S. will soon have to prove they don't have COVID-19, a negative test for COVID-19. The CDC is requiring this, hoping that it prevents travelers from bringing in newer forms of the virus that scientists say can spread more easily. The coronavirus has killed almost 381,000 people in this country. Something to look forward to. The Mega Millions lottery jackpot Friday night will be about $750 million. This is AP News. TikTok and teens. The AP's Julie Walker with the latest.
TikTok is tightening its privacy practices for the under 18 crowd a month after federal regulators ordered it to disclose how its practices affect children and teenagers. Starting now, default privacy settings for accounts with users aged 13 to 15 will be private. That means only someone the user approves as a follower can view their videos, but teens can still change the setting to public if they want. For users aged 16 and 17, the default setting to let people download the videos they created will now be off rather than on. TikTok is also blocking users' ability to download videos created by those 15 or younger. I'm Julie Walker.
Twitter is suspending more than 70,000 accounts associated with the far-right QAnon after last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol building. Twitter cites a potential for trouble. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.